The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga's Music Department is hosting the 2013 Piano Festival, March 22nd through the 24th, at the Roland Hayes Concert Hall in the Fine Arts Center. I spoke with festival organizers and one of the special guest performers, a child prodigy from the Republic of Georgia. The Piano Festival will feature performances from international pianists and musicians. The festival organizer is Sinsing Tai, a native of Taiwan, and piano professor for UTC's Music Department. This is a three-day festival starting on Friday, March 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Who will be performing that evening?
On Friday will be a violinist from Bulgaria, Miroslav Hristov. He is a violin professor at UTK. And the pianist is from Taiwan. His name is Chilong Hu, and he is originally from Taiwan. He teaches at ETSU.
These guest artists that are from around the world are also well-known as performers, not just as teachers.
Exactly.
There's a pretty impressive resume of performances, including Carnegie Hall and some other amazing festivals around the world. What approach did you take to selecting your guest artists?
Well, number one, I have known so many great, wonderful performers from around the world. And this particular two, of course, are my personal friends. And the connection is right there, and I know whom to choose when I invite guest artists. And I've known their work through recording and also through going to their concerts. Chilong, for example, he has been here in Chattanooga many times, taking his students with him here, and also performing on his own and in piano duos and chamber music. So I have known his work for a while now.
Who can we expect to see on the stage Saturday night?
On Saturday will be a child prodigy from Georgia. She will be performing a solo recital at 5 o'clock in Roland Hayes Concert Hall, and her program will include pieces by Scriabin, Scarlatti, and transcription of a Strauss piece, among other pieces.
And this is the Georgia formerly of the Soviet Union.
Exactly. Yes, yeah, so she's flying halfway from the other continent, of course.
Georgi Dordania is a graduate of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga and is bringing his daughter, a child prodigy on piano, back to his alma mater for the piano festival. Salome Dordania began playing the piano when she was 7 years old and balances her time between high school and world tours.
She goes to the special music school that we have in Georgia, and she's in the 10th grade right now.
How often does she tour?
Quite often, actually. 2 years ago, she was in America. In California, she played. Also, she was in Chattanooga. She was in Atlanta 2 years ago. This year, she's here, and she's going again back to Chattanooga. And after that, in April, she has tour in Germany for 8 concerts. And in June, she has also performances and the competition in Spain.
That's a lot of traveling for someone so young.
She's 16, and it's good. She's traveling quite a bit. Last year, she was in Russia, in Armenia, in Germany.
How often do you get to the United States?
It's her second time. 2 years ago, she was here, and then this year, she came back. Hopefully, that's not the last time we're here.
How do you feel when you're playing the piano? Do you really enjoy it?
Yes, I do. I really enjoy it. I love music. I can't play without it.
How many hours do you spend on the piano every day?
Well, I don't have really time for that because I have school, but I try to play every day 2 or 3 hours.
What do your classmates say or think about your playing?
Well, they support me. They often come to my concerts, and, well, they like it very much.
What are your hopes for your future?
I hope I will be a famous, good pianist.
Have you ever thought of another profession?
Well, when I was little, I wanted to be ballerina, but then nothing. I always loved music. I first started because I have music family, and then I have a really good teacher, and she made me fall in love with music.
Once you have that love of music, it never goes away.
Yes.
You're coming to Chattanooga very soon. Are you excited?
Yes, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to coming there and playing.
How do you feel as her father?
Well, actually, I have dual feelings. First of all, I'm kind of nervous when she plays because, you know, it's normal parents' reaction. But I'm also a conductor, and I'm very demanding, probably more than to anybody else. So I'm asking maximum from her. And professional-wise, I feel very comfortable playing with her because she's been practicing basically all her life with a conductor. And I always wanted her to be very comfortable for any conductor she will meet in her life. So she knows how to play under conductor, which is quite important.
Between her schoolwork, her touring, and her music and her practices,
we have a pretty good law. We didn't have it years ago, but now it's good that, you know, she goes to the regular school, as you understand. And whenever we have tour, we have to apply for special permit, and they are very cooperative.
Does she have a lot of time just to maybe go hang out with her friends?
Actually, she does, you know. I don't know how, but she finds some time, you know. She doesn't play too much piano. It's like maybe 3 hours a day. But before the concerts, of course, it's the time doubles, of course. But, you know, she still finds some time for friends, you know. Maybe not every day, but, you know, every other day. Because I also want her to live a normal child's life, you know. It's very important.
Our final performances of the piano festival will be a matinee on Sunday.
At 3 o'clock on Sunday.
That's going to be the students?
It's going to be the students. And again, this is a very international studio. I have students from Indonesia, two of them, and also from Argentina. And some of them have studied in Canada and Austria.
Your violin recital as part of the piano festival, I thought was a little fascinating. What was the reason to include a violinist in a piano festival?
I guess from a point of view of a pianist, we always think that music is universal. And we think that chamber music includes a very important part of it, and that's the piano part. So we think we need to feature chamber music, even though this is a spring piano festival.
Everyone in this piano festival then represents some of the best from around the world and some of the better students from here and around the world.
Most definitely.
Where will this take place?
All three concerts are in Roland Hayes Concert Hall on the campus of UTC. My students will be performing for the closing concert on Sunday, March the 24th at 3 o'clock. We have decided that because we have so many talented students this year, we're able to put together a program of all the ballads and scherzos by Frédéric Chopin.
Each student will be performing portions of that?
Exactly. They are 8 altogether, and I have 7 current students playing, and I have also invited a guest artist, actually an alumnus from UTC who graduated in 2010, and he will be joining us for one of the 8 pieces. His name is Johan Santana.
The 2013 Piano Festival will be March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Roland Hayes Concert Hall in the UTC Fine Arts Center. All performances are free and open to the public. For scheduling and details, follow the link from the Around and About blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.